and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A powerful storm ripped through western Mississippi and Alabama this weekend, killing at least 26 people and injuring dozens more. Rolling Fork, Mississippi was especially hard hit. Mary Stewart is a pastor there.
People said, "We're having church, aren't we?" And I said, "Yes, we are having church." The plan was made to have it here on the steps because it allowed us to feel the presence of God reaching down to be with us.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says climate disasters like these tornadoes are increasing.
Only increasing in gravity, in severity, and in frequency. And we have to build our communities to be best prepared for them, to prevent the devastation to the extent possible, to be able to quickly respond and recover.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has fired his defense minister after the minister spoke out against Netanyahu's plans to overhaul Israel's judiciary. Israeli journalist Noga Tarnopolsky was asked if anyone else was opposed to that overhaul.
My understanding is that there are several who have similar reservations, but none have had the gumption or the courage to say so publicly. Yuli Edelstein, another member of Netanyahu's Likud party, who is a former speaker of the Knesset, announced that he's convening the Knesset's Security and Foreign Affairs Committee tomorrow in an emergency session.
Netanyahu's government is pushing ahead on a parliamentary vote this week, which could give the governing coalition the final say over all judicial appointments. Standoff is threatened to spill over into a broader constitutional crisis. Former President Trump held his first 2024 election rally in Waco, Texas yesterday, even as investigations against him continued to press forward.
It's so rare for a judge to say to a lawyer, "You now have to testify about your client in a criminal case." Well, that happened in this classified records investigation of Trump being conducted by the special counsel. Two investigations at once. Evan Corcoran, Trump's lawyer in this case, now being told to come in, and he did come in for hours on Friday. And he didn't just talk about his broad view. He had to share audio files, notes, details about all of his conversations with Trump.
CBS's Robert Costa on Face the Nation. Also on Face the Nation, Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Mark Warner said Americans need not worry about losing TikTok. The social media platform was the subject of a fiery hearing on Capitol Hill last week. This is CBS News.
Choose Jackson Hewitt for 50% off and your guaranteed biggest refund. 50% off is a limited-time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the spring sale, March 24th through April 3rd, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Toward each other to snowplow, honey, not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braley, no, pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 24. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 24. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Director's Cut for this March 26th session something-something-ish. I'm not sure. We're losing
just
track.
Just give it up.
Yeah, I'm going to let it go one of these days. We appreciate everybody joining us. Your host and program director here, James, with my partner in art, our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're having a great Sunday night here. And we have, once again, another artist with us tonight, another musician. I'm so excited.
We ask the best audience in radio to welcome to the WFHR stage, Mr. Chris Lee. Chris, good morning. Good afternoon. All the above.
Howdy, boys. How are you today?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm living. I'm doing all right. Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been. Summertime, I think. I was here last.
Yes, it was. Last summer, yeah.
Who's those rise to music?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My Wood County claim to fame right now.
There you go.
It's a good one to have.
That's a great place to start there too, Chris. Let's go ahead and let the audience that isn't familiar with you, let's let them know. Because I got to imagine plenty know about you by now, but let's get a little of your origin story, let people know where you're from and stuff.
I graduated high school in Marshfield and started a band there in high school and then kind of evolved and hung around that way for quite some time. I've been up in the Northwoods though for the last 10 years. Started out as a bass player, and my mouth wrote a check, my butt had to cash.
right.
You know, one of those kind of deals, like, yeah, I can play bass. I had this pathetic little short-necked bass. I can play with you guys. You need a bass player? No problem. I had no idea what I was doing.
How old were you when you... 15.
You're 15?
Yeah, all 15.
Yeah, right. 15.
All right, well, how old are you now? If you don't mind me asking.
I am 46 now.
So. Get out of here, bro.
Yeah.
How do you look young? I'm 46 too. How do you look younger than me? That's not how that's supposed to work.
I get a lot of that. I don't know where it comes from.
That's great, bro.
But I'll take it all day, every day.
Oh, man. I'd never even get close to that.
I'm perpetually 23 in my brain anyway. Neverland sent me a few eviction notices that just went right into the garbage can.
He's one of the lost boys. We didn't know that.
This is what happened to the guy in the bear costume. I have a feeling. Like you would have been in the bear costume.
Oh, definitely.
Chris, you're 15. You start to do this. You pick up a bass. Yep. Is that the first instrument that you pick up?
No. I had a brief dabble with viola.
Ooh.
In like second grade, I couldn't. It's all completely foreign. Might as well never happen. Of course, I was an aficionado on the recorder.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Let's start somewhere.
Then saxophone. I was in the high school band for all the middle school. And then my freshman year, I didn't make it through the whole year.
Yeah, right up.
That's a whole other story to itself.
Well, in the next episode.
I was going to save that for my Behind the Music episode.
Oh, cool. That's great.
Rub it in that band teacher's nose. Be like, hey, look at me. I'm on VH1. Now what?
You got to save it for something, right?
So I played trumpet, cornet in high school, junior high school. Actually, from grade school, sixth grade on for a while there. Yeah. Favorite instruments are all these string stuff, the violin, the cello, all that stuff. It's some of my favorite sound. Is that what brought you to music, you feel? Is it sound? Is it people? What was it brought to music?
I don't even know.
I think that's a really good answer.
It's, I can remember being like 8 and just singing at the top of my lungs in the back seat with the radio. You know, my parents were always cranking the radio and going for cruises. So I'd be back there just singing along. They'd be laughing at me, but you know, whatever. And then we did a talent show in 8th grade, which is technically, I guess, the start of the performing career. And after that first one, it was just kind of like, I kind of dig this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and so...
At a young age, you hear applause, and there's just something that it calls to you, and it pulls you, and it's... I don't like comparing things to drugs and stuff, but it's a similar thing because it's you chase it the rest of your life.
It's about the only equivalent. Yeah, yeah.
I've got a ringtone of applause just so that I can play. No, I'm kidding.
I was gonna say, I hope that's not true.
Yeah, and nobody knows this. When I first get here in the morning, actually, I have like applause that plays when I walk in the door, just to build my confidence up. It is funny though, but there's people out there that know exactly what we're talking about. That, yeah. With that applause, it's not so much about the applause as it is about, I know that they like this. Yeah. I did something that entertained people. I made people happy. I made people smile or sing or cheer or whatever. And there's something about that that calls to the human spirit, I think. It's on a deeper level than I think that if you haven't experienced it can be really put into words. Well, you get through these things. You're 15. You've got this small neck bass and everything. You have that talent show experience. All these things are building up and starting to lead to where we are. You know, where you're going to be. Where do you see the moment in your life where you went from everybody enjoys music, likes listening to music. Not everybody wants to play it though. What got you? What shifted there for you, or was it always there?
Yeah, I think I always had. Once I started playing with other people and rehearsals types, it was always to get out in front of people for sure.
I think I genuinely think there's nothing, photography, poetry, writing, singing, dancing, anything. I think anybody can be taught to do something. I don't think the things that we do are unique in that way, but I don't think everybody can do that. Can perform in front of others, can bring it to that level.
I do get asked a lot if I get nervous or anything. It's been so long. I almost kind of wish I could.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know? Wow.
Because, but it's also changed a lot for me over these years too. Like I was definitely more of a people pleaser and wanting to get all. Now I'm honestly kind of doing it for me and how I feel. You know, and Hoozle's actually had a big part in bringing that back to me, you know.
Wow.
I was just kind of, you know, it's 30 years, man. I haven't done anything in my life for 30 years. And being involved in music the way I have, I was kind of starting to feel like, yeah, maybe I might be done with this, you know. Mm. And I got into that contest just on a whim.
Yeah.
And bam, that fire's back on. And, wow. You know, I'm not too aggressively, like, booking gigs and things like that at the moment, but keeping them close enough to where I keep getting my fix and
yeah, you're gonna make me swear, man. That's awesome. That is really, really cool. That, you don't get to hear that very often for somebody.
And I'm really lucky too. I play with some fantastic people. I met some awesome people, especially in the last year, you know, the Hoozles thing.
I'm looking forward to talking more about that with you and your bands, anything, anybody you're playing with and that. Who would you consider some of your biggest influences when it comes to, it doesn't have to be music, just in general.
Yeah, well, there was this kid in the ninth grade band and he played bass. And that was like Primus. That was when Blood Sugar Sex Magik came out. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like this is the newest, hottest thing.
Yeah.
This kid, he could play like Higher Ground, like Flea.
Oh.
And I gotta do that. I wanna do that. And I asked him one time, I'm like, dude, why aren't you playing guitar? You're so good. You know, why don't you play guitar or drums or something? Because he could do all of them a little bit, but he was really good at bass. And he's like, dude, every band needs a bass player.
Right. Yes. Mind blown.
There you go.
Yeah. Hook, line, and sinker. I'm in.
Yeah.
Work, so show me something, you know, and that's where that started. And then eventually after playing with the band I was in and playing bass, like you're sitting around the fire, there's girls in the living room. Well, maybe I'll grab that acoustic
and
see how that works.
Doing it for all the right reasons. I'm telling you.
I can't say that thing hasn't helped with the ladies a little over the years.
It doesn't hurt.
It most certainly does.
Look, and as 40-year-olds, we will take whatever we can get. Whatever wins we have, whatever helps. That's a great reference. That's really cool. I also think that it's noteworthy the era that we grew up in. I know that it tends to sound biased when it's coming from that era and everything. I don't care. It doesn't mean we're wrong. Two of the greatest bass players of all time, Les Claypool, Flea, we got to grow up listening to and stuff. If you were into that kind of music, and even if you weren't, you heard their songs on the radio or something like that. Even you look at a guy like Flea and Young MC and that Bust a Move. Mm. That bass line is all Flea. Yeah. That's all him. Yeah. So even in music like that,
I wanted a pair of stuffed animal pants so bad.
Greatest, you and me both, brother.
Like the elephant tattoo.
Yeah. No, those pants to this day, I'm still looking for those pants. I would wear them every day. Oh, they were still maybe my favorite pants ever. The pants that Flea is wearing in the Young MC Bust a Move.
I might even
Chris, you are my guy, man.
Even be inspired to go shirtless with a pair of pants Just let the freak play.
Everything up to the socks. right? What is the difference for you, Chris? Oh, first, let me get to, before we wrap up this first segment, who you play with. Are you with any bands? Are you a solo guy?
I currently play with a band called Alliance. We're based kind of out of Medford-ish.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure where you guys are based.
I live in Rib Lake. Our drummer lives in Medford. Oh. Somebody lives in Granton. Somebody lives in Owen. So we're kind of, Taylor County, Clark County, a little bit of Northwood County. We don't get down this way too much, but the Northwoods likes us.
Great band name, by the way. It's a great band name. Yeah. I love that name. That's awesome.
And then my original band that kind of started in 15, it went through some evolution before we got to a three-piece called Feena Hungry Hippie.
Yeah, it's a great name.
And we actually do have a couple of shows lined up for the summer as well.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Then that's more of a hit and miss, pick and choose kind of. Usually people call us. You know?
I'm not sure if Seth was able to tell you where you saw it in the contract, but if you come in, when your bands come in this area, you have to come on Director's
Cut. Hey, man.
That's the rule.
I'm sure the boys would be happy to come.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great. What kind of music does Alliance play? I'm curious.
Alliance is like classic rock and blues. I'm telling you guys, I have the two best guitarists.
Yeah, nice.
They're phenomenal. Bill Short and Dave Kaja. Mm. They've been in the scene for a long time, longer than me. You know, they probably got at least 15 years on me, as far as playing. Wow. And then they're both on their own phenomenal lead guitarists. So for them to both be able to work. Yeah. The way they do together, it's like, it's the musician's jackpot, you know, to find where the guys can put their egos aside and just, you know, get lost in the moment. Mm-hmm.
It's like when you hear two great singers harmonizing together.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right. That's pretty cool to be able to be a part of that. You got the best seat in the house.
Got a shameless plug, man. You can hear some of that maybe later.
Right on. Yeah.
All right.
So to wrap up this first segment with you, Chris, and again, we're speaking with Chris Lee, Wisconsin's own, I want to know the difference, or if there is a difference for you in enjoyment or any level of playing by yourself and playing with a band. Is there any separation for you? Is there one you like more than the other, or just kind of it's all together performing?
Yeah, I don't think it really matters too much because I can get that same fix almost from just sitting in my kitchen and by myself, you know.
Right on.
And it's not too uncommon to find me just hitting that live button on Facebook too. And I don't know if anybody's watching or not, but it seems like it. So
I know at least once I was. I know at least once.
And sometimes there might be inebriation. If it's 11:30 on a thirsty Thursday, man, interesting.
It makes you very common with every other musician of all time.
That is pretty true.
Those late night ones. Yeah. Those are the ones you probably just want to skip.
it's the text you shouldn't have sent. The equivalent. We're speaking with Chris Lee. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, Chris is going to take the stage for us. We'll have some songs he'll play, and we'll have some more questions a little bit later. And this episode of Director's Cut.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on North Texas in the semifinal round of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 6.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center.
Or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory.
Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back, everyone, to Director's Cut. We've got Chris Lee here, and now we are going to step back and let him play a couple of songs.
All right, this is something I've kind of recently added that I've been starting out shows with. So, the country DJs knows that I'm an outlaw. They never come to see me in this dive. We're bikers staring cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. The loudmouth in the corner's getting to me, talking about my earrings and my hair. I guess he ain't read the signs that say I've been to prison. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him off his chair. But my long hair just can't cover up my redneck. I've won every fight I ever fought. I don't need some turkey telling me that I ain't country, saying I ain't worth the dang dough. Drink it, daddy ball. And I can sing all them songs about Texas. And I still do all the sad ones I know. They tell me I look like Chris Lee and sound a lot like old Bradley Knowles. And the barmaid in the last town that we played in knew the words to every song I wrote. She said Jimmy Rabbit turned her on to my last album just about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, Johnny Cash helped me get out of prison long before Rodriguez stole that goat. I've been a rhinestone cowboy for so long I can't remember. And I can do you every song Sublime ever wrote. And I can sing all them songs about Texas. And I still do all the sad ones I know. I can't help it, I look like Chris LaFernier. And I sound a lot like David Allen Cole. But the country DJs knows that I'm an outlaw. They've never come to see me in this dive. We're bikers staring cowboys who are laughing at the hippie who are praying they'll get out of here alive. The loudmouth in the corner's getting to me. All right, so we were talking about influences earlier. This man definitely had a huge influence on me. Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she changed it all. The hair was still red. Her folks said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bangle wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes.
Heading out for the East Coast, Lord knows I paid my dues. Getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. Helped her out of a jam, I guess, but he was a little too much fun. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, but the green it was bad. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard him say, well, my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. I got me a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never liked it all that much. One day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where loving what to be employed. Working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew tangled up in blue. She was working in the topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd tuned down, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there, back of my chair, saying, "Hip, but don't I know your name?" I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines on my face. And yes, I admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces on my shoe. Tangled up in blue. She lit a burner on the stove, offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, "You look like the silent type." Then she opened up a book of poems, handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. From me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with them on Montague Street, in the basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves, something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned, it was froze up inside. And when then finally the bottle fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on. But that flu up in blue. So now I'm going back again. I got to get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they do with their lives. Me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joy. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view. Tangled up in blue.
Seth and James here, and we're sitting back with Chris Lee. Chris, a couple more hardball questions for you here. we were talking kind of in our powwow here a bit on the side, talking about writing. And you do a bit of writing, yeah, and everything. Yeah. What's like the writing process like for you?
Oh, I wish I could tell you there was one.
Yeah.
I'd be lying if I said there was a formula to it for me or a method, and it's just not. Sometimes I'll catch a riff. Or I'll just be strumming along and like, and it just goes from there. And if it comes organically, I might get a line in my head, and if I'm lucky enough to remember it, I can build off of that. But, you know, it's I don't like to force it, and I don't want to do it just to do it. I want it to happen completely organically, or else it just feels, I don't care anybody else's interpretation, it feels fake to me. Mm-hmm. Like if I tried to force it, or just like, oh, I'm going to write a song about peas because peas are green.
Yeah.
And that's what Johnny wants. I can't.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way for me.
It's very, it's interesting that as soon as you started talking about that, the first thing I thought of was Jack Kerouac, because Jack Kerouac never really considered himself like a writer or anything. He just wrote when it hit him, when he had to. It's part of the reason why his writing was the way it was.
Yeah.
Like one gigantic run-on sentence that it seemed to be a continuation throughout his whole work. It's because he just never really... He never really considered himself that way. He didn't really set out to, I'm going to write a story about peace, something.
Yeah.
He just kind of wrote. I think that that's some of the best writing, the organic writing.
Totally.
I think we've even talked about this before the last time you joined us. But for me, Seth, I know is a little similar to this. There's something about, I don't mind hearing covers. I think that some covers are really beautiful, really great. You just did one.
Yeah.
But there's something about hearing an artist doing their own songs, hearing their own lyrics. Is there a different feeling for you, one over the other? Like doing somebody else's music, doing your own?
You know, when we first started out, there was a band that preceded Feed a Hungry Hippie that was called Arson. And that was mostly a cover band, but we tried to do some original stuff. Yeah. The guitarist had some things that he had written. But then once we started Feed a Hungry Hippie, I was very adamantly against doing covers, which really made it hard in the beginning. We only had, 90 minutes worth of material. They want us to play for 4 hours. Brad, you're going to have to do a 45-minute drum solo tonight so we don't get beat up and we still get paid. You know? Drink as much beer as you can quick, boys, before they realize we're out of tune.
Get the band running. What's it like collaborating? I think that I started out doing this because I had a pull to entertain. And the older I get, the more that I find that as much as I do it for the audience, and I love that, I really love collaborating with people, doing this show with him, anything, on the air earlier today. That kind of stuff, just I live for that. It keeps that fire that we were talking about earlier for me, keeps that lit. What's it like collaborating with people? Do you enjoy that part of the process?
You know, other than like outside of my immediate circle, I've always been kind of a snob about that and kind of kept my, I like to keep my, but that's another thing that Hoozles has really expanded for me. Like, been talking, Chase and I are going to do some stuff together. I'm working with Kyler Cusio here in the area very soon.
Yeah.
So I'm actually looking forward to exploring that a lot more with people that I'm not quite so familiar and comfortable with, and maybe that'll help.
Get that
fix going a little faster too, you know.
When you find an artist that you have a connection with, a kinship with, and everything, those are the kind of people that you want to work with, but also the kind of people that you're pulling for. You know, when we had Chase and he brought you up, and we, Kyler has mentioned both of you guys. Yeah, so I notice a group forming there, in a sense. I didn't mean it like an actual group, but although that would make an amazing band,
it's a group, man.
I told Kyler I'll be in her band anywhere, anytime, whatever. Yeah. You want me to do, I would listen to that girl sing the phone book.
It's interesting to me though too, because when I started out as an actor to where I am now, where it used to, there was passion, it was love, it was an insanity to achieve and be great at this. And the more I got of a professional career, the more it's like, well, I have all those still feelings, but I've got to also be cold and surgical. And well, this audition, I have to do this, this, and this. It becomes much more of a business.
Sure.
And I miss the joy. It's why I do like doing community theater. I like doing those kind of things.
Yeah.
But the competitiveness, of acting is just, you know, it's disgusting to me. But that exists in every field, every genre. Yeah. And for artists that are hungry, that are still fighting for something, you don't always see collaboration or rooting for each other. We see that in tons around here.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Is that a Midwest thing? Do you think? And I hate to always do that, but I can't help myself.
I don't know. I can't. Like I said, myself, I've been more of a more standoffish typically in the past. And we're, like, we're fine. We don't, you know, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, Kyler and then Chase, too. Like, we're talking about putting, we are actually talking about putting together a group. And if Kyler were closer to us, I'd try and snag her up. But she's all on her own plane as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, she's really going places. I really believe that girl's going to be famous for sure.
It's a matter of days before she is a household name.
Absolutely.
Like, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. And she don't need no American Idol. She don't need no voice.
No,
she's doing, you know, it's just, I love the fact that I know her and I got to meet her. You know, and that's for me, like, that's the cool stuff, making these connections outside of the music is even is even better, because I've followed her when she's come into my neck of the woods and her family comes with her. I really like that, and, you know. So now, you know, I made a lot of new friends out of just this almost forced collaboration with the, because at the end of the contest they made everybody who was there that night get up there and do songs together,
so do some jamming.
And I was dreading that. I mean, like, no, I gotta, what am I gonna play with? Oh god. And like, it was me and Chase and this Levi cat, and I mean, dude, we filled the dance floor. It was incredible.
I remember hearing about it.
They were like, "Oh, you guys, we got to book you. You got to have a band. You got like," so that really, like, kind of, well, maybe I should try being a little more cooperative.
I love that your first reaction was the same reaction every 7-year old boy has at a girl that likes him. No, I don't want to.
Right.
It was awesome. That's great. It's cool too to hear in you, man. This openness. You got an open heart. You're open to the idea of things and stuff. As much as you say that, you know, you kind of do your own thing and that, and you can tell that's worked for you. That's your style. You are still also open to these things. That's a healthy soul
right there. Yeah.
Not even as a musician, I'm talking, just as a human being. I think that's cool.
I think it's definitely something that's come with age.
I hear you. I hear you.
What passes for wisdom, I guess.
Yeah. It's the only reason any of us get smarter is that we have the chance to actually be around a little longer. We're speaking with Chris Lee here on Director's Cut. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and let Chris do his thing on WFHR's Director's Cut.
Osmond left sideline, going to Davis at the top, feeds Wall high to the right. Tigers down one, 13:40 remaining. Klesmick finds a cutting. Davis, Wall on the left, up and in. It counts at a foul. Morgan extending things a little bit on the defensive end. As Siegen against Ward, throwing to Gilmore, top of the circle, finds a cutting. Hepburn to the rim, and he'll send it in. Chucky Hepburn, slam dunk. The zone here from Oregon. Klesmick feeds Wall. Shot clock at 5. Skip pass. Chucky stamps off a 3. Right side. Book it! Chucky Hepburn for 3. And it's 59-57 Wisconsin. And Soares inbounding. The 7-footer Crowell in his face. Soares winds up. Heaves it deep. And it's knocked away. And Guerrier for 3. And the tie back run. No good. And it's off to Las Vegas for the Wisconsin Badgers.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 24. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 24. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Welcome back, everyone, to Director's Cut. James and Seth here sitting back with Chris Lee. And now we're going to hang back and let Chris play a few more songs.
All right, so this is one that I wrote. It's called Stealing Your Love. The flowers you gave me are all about to die, and all I can do is just sit here and cry. Can't stop thinking about you, or help but wonder why you never found it in your heart to go and make me your guy. Didn't I hold you enough? Was I trying to act too tough? As I recall, you said I love you too.
Oh, but I'm such a fool, trying to play cool, trying to steal all your love. None been the same, babe, since you went away. Them dark clouds drift closer every single day. I keep hoping I see you and get a chance to say, baby, give me one more chance. It don't have to be this way. We'll go dancing on Saturday night. I'll be holding you all so tight, never wanting to ever let you go. Oh, but I'm such a fool, trying to play cool, just trying to steal all your love. Didn't I hold you enough? Was I trying to act too tough? As I recall, you said I love you too. Oh, but I'm such a fool, trying to play cool, just trying to steal all your love. Just trying to steal all your love, love. Trying to steal all your love.
All right, this is a song made famous by Feed a Hungry Hippie. To let this pass you by, how you gonna know if you don't try? So what's the next step? Where do we go from here? No need to rush, we got time. 'Cause I've been hurting so of you, here's what I'm gonna do. Gonna snatch you up and make you mine. Let me show you all the things I've come to know. Ooh, baby, I'm gonna love you so. I might be the wrong one, then again I might be right. How you gonna know if you don't try? How you gonna know if you don't try? How you gonna know if you don't try? Why don't you think of me? I'll be right there by your side. Let's put away the past. Let's make them good times last. This love's too big to try. I wanna feel you rub your hands all over my skin. Come on, baby, let's begin. I might be the wrong one, then again I might be right. How you gonna know if you don't try? How you gonna know if you don't try? How you gonna know if you don't try? All right, so I've always been a big advocate for girl power, so here's a song sung by a lady.
I want you to be of mine. I don't want another reason why your love keep right on walking on down the line. I don't want to stand between you and love, honey. I just want you to be of mine. Finally, baby, the truth is gone now. Take a listen to your spirit. It's crying out loud, trying to believe. Oh, you say you love me, but you don't want. You got me rocking in a relay. Oh, you know you do. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, oh. Why your love keeps right on walking on down the line. I don't want to stand between you and love, honey. I just want you to be a fine. I don't want to know the reason why your love keeps right on walking on down the line. I don't want to stand between you and love, honey. I just want you to be a fine. Finally, baby, the truth is being told. And now you tell me that I'm crazy. That's nothing that I didn't know. Trying to survive. Oh, you say you love me, but you don't want. You got me rocking and reeling. Oh, you know you do. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, I don't want to know the reason why your love keeps right on walking on down the line. I don't want to stand between you and love, honey, yeah. Take a little time.
Seth and James here with you, and we are speaking with Chris Lee. Chris, thanks so much for bringing your skills to us and everything, man. I've been really enjoying this. Seth and I have the best seat in the house for this. That you did one of your own there, Steal Your Love.
Yeah.
And I noticed something right there, that one, a little different than others that you've been doing, where the abrupt stop. And one thing that I've always found really interesting is how do you end a song? Like, you know, for every artist that likes a fade out, there's a hard stop, there's different things, there's different ways of doing it. And that, to me, seems like I've never been great at ending a story in any of my short stories I write or anything like that. I always feel like that's one of those things that you got to work at. How does that come about for you? Do you have a preference of how to end a song, or is it just organic?
Yeah, we tend to let that happen organically. Cool. That song in particular, I was one of those, I just got done rearranging it and putting it together. It started out slow, started out in a different key, and I don't know, I just like, oh, let me throw this capo on here and double time it and see what happens. And I was like, wow. You know? And then like maybe the second or third time through it like that, I added the little drawn out ending with the, and then bam. Like, mic drop, I'm up.
That's it,
you know?
Nice.
And it seems perfect, so that's the way
it seems to fit the song, too. And I thought that was pretty cool. Pretty interesting to me.
It's one of those things, man. I take credit for it, but it was given to me from somewhere, you know?
Right on.
I don't know where.
When it comes to those moments that you were just taking us there with and everything, I remember I've been lucky to hone in an English accent, and I've had a handful of roles because of it and auditions because of it. And when I can still remember, I'm in my first apartment by myself, and I'm working in it, and when I finally got it down, and it was like 2 a.m, there's nobody around, but you couldn't tell me that. I was going around like high-fiving imaginary people and stuff. That kind of stuff is the kind of thing that I like. You know, when we do these shows, we want to do it to promote you guys, promote local musicians, local artists, and local creatives. I also want to use this show as an opportunity to the people out there that are listening and thinking about doing this stuff, no matter what age they are, the encouragement and the idea of you are not alone in this. And I think that's a feeling that Seth has had a moment like that. You and I have. Yeah. Those people out there have too. And that's a sign right there. That's a definitely. You're doing something right. This is what you're meant to do. These are the kind of things. One of the greatest things I think can happen to you, no matter what age it does, is realizing that the difference of what we wanted to be when we were kids and who we were meant to be. And I think that's part of what you discover in those moments.
Yeah.
That's cool. Thank you for sharing that, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have any, do you remember your first concert?
First concert I attended to watch?
Yeah.
Well, now that depends on what counts.
Yeah. We'll take it all.
The first concert I actually went to was at the Wausau Fair, and it was REO Speedwagon.
Wow.
Didn't have to buy a ticket, so I don't, that's where, I believe the first ticket the concert I bought a ticket for was the Gin Blossoms at the Quant Fieldhouse in Stevens Point.
Wow.
Right at the peak of there. And then the first real big one I went to, we traveled there, was the No Quarter Tour for Page and Plant.
Oh.
In 95, yeah.
Whoa. Wow. That is something.
It was. And what was really cool about that is they brought this Indian orchestra with them on tour to do all the stuff that they did on the MTV special.
Wow.
But they also had, Poral Thompson of The Cure touring them and playing guitar. And I got to hear Page and Plant do, the Spider-Man song?
Yeah, Lullaby.
Yeah, they did that. Page and Plant did Lullaby for the No Quarter Tour.
Man, I didn't know that. I remember so hearing cool. that about the guy from The Cure.
Dang. Oh, and The Cure has been a big influence on me as well.
Oh, that is cool.
Definitely wanted to be Robert Smith in seventh grade.
Right.
That explains the white face paint. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, you and I a parallel on that one. It was that one of those, because I know for me, my friends were all into hair metal and stuff like that and everything, and they already gave me a hard enough time listening to hip hop. If I told them I was listening to Depeche Mode and The Cure and things like that, I'd still be ridiculed. Was that a hidden pleasure of yours? A guilty pleasure?
Oh,
was it? No, good on you.
Dude,
good on you.
I'm not shy or bashful about anything. Right about on. Who I am or who, no, nobody ever say that about me. And I have to say too that to get to my Cure record, I had to go past my Metallica and my Van Halen and my Motley Crue. I was known as a kid wearing the Def Leppard shirt for eighth grade.
Nice.
Oh man, might have been sixth grade.
Oh, okay.
Either way, right on. Yeah. Do you have any pre-show rituals? Do you have anything that you like to do before you go out?
Nothing
there?
That can legally be spoken.
Right.
At least in Wisconsin.
Right.
In Wisconsin, yeah.
No, not really. I mean, back in the day, we'd, step outside together and have a little powwow. And get our eyes on, so they say. Chris Robinson used to call it getting tall.
Yes, I thought it was a good way to put it.
Getting tall. That's actually one of our Feet of Hungry Hippie songs. That's where the name came from. 10 feet tall is really a metaphor.
Well, okay.
I'm feeling 10 feet tall.
Do you do vocal warm-ups, things like that, anything like that?
I probably should, but no, I never really have. I guess I kind of take for granted the ability to turn it on and off because I personally, myself, don't need a big... and then with the nut, the nerves being what they are.
I've seen too many people that they're doing their thing. They get a little school or they get some lessons and they start changing what they were always doing and it completely messes up what they're doing. If that's what works for you, that's what works for you. That's cool. Just interesting to hear. Yeah.
It's it's not uncommon for me. I don't like to get picked out of the crowd to come up and do stuff because I'm not trying to wheeze on anybody else's gig, but it happens and... when those things happen, you don't have time, so you just gotta get, you just gotta be ready to go, I guess. And it's such a big part of me, I suppose, that it's always there. I'm always, even walking down the hall at work, I catcall all the old ladies, single one of them, just because I want them to smile. And when they come at me with something, how's it going today? I don't want to be the living the dream guy. I got to come up with something fancy,
Good on you.
Something quick witted that's gonna make them be like, oh, mm-hmm.
yeah. It's a great impression.
Smiles are much better to pass out than frowns,
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Well said. That's a good line, man.
Too many people out there making...
We wrap up with this question for every one of our guests. Chris, and again, thank you so much for joining us. If you could have coffee with any historical figure, living, past, what have you, who would it be?
See, I did my research.
Yeah, right.
I knew this was
I love it.
And so I had some time to think about it. And the selfish me would say something like, I would try and maybe hook up with Brad Knoll. Or Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just to, you know, maybe they'd be lucky to bring an instrument.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I'm thinking about the greater good for the whole, you know, world and society, and I might go back and talk to Hitler's mom.
No. Oh, yeah.
Convince her to fall in love with a black Jew. That's
okay. I love it.
That is the most original one we've gotten. Know, we may not find a new one. That might be the one. The benchmark.
I may have to come up with a new question.
Why not make
it's worth a shot, right?
Right.
See this guy named Schickelgruber? You don't want Schickelgruber. You want some other guy.
No, Mr. Stern,
my homie
here.
Tyrone.
Yeah, Tyrone Stern. Yeah. He's a great guy. Yeah. He's a good guy. Or Sammy Davis Jr. Here you go. Yeah. Here's this. Like, this is something.
Tyrone Greenberg here.
Yes.
He can play bass from birth, and he's also very financially...
He really knows his numbers, too. Yeah, he really does. Yeah. That's great. That was perfect.
Loves a good pastrami on rye.
A nice pastrami on rye. Maybe.
It's good. Forget
stuff.
About it.
Good stuff, Chris. Thank you so much.
Set free. I'm a parasite. Creep and crawl, I step into the night. 2 pints of booze. Tell me, are you a bad fish too? Are you a bad fish too? But you ain't got no money to spend. Hope that night will never end. Lord knows I'm weak. Won't somebody get me off of this reef? Baby, you're a big blue whale. Grab the reef and hold the tide and fail. I swim, but I wish I never learned. Water's too polluted with germs. Dark deep when it's 10 feet overhead. Grab the reef underneath my bed. Underneath my bed. Ain't got no quarrels with God. Ain't got no time to get a hold. Lord knows I'm weak. Won't somebody get me off of this reef? Got no quarrels with God. Ain't got no time to get old. Lord knows I'm weak. Won't somebody get me off of this reef?
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the